This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. A new state law makes it easier to claim unemployment benefits if the worker had to leave a job because of domestic violence at home. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
Domestic violence can disrupt people's jobs, whether they're fired because of their abuser's interruptions at work or they're afraid that the abuser will find them on the job. Here's State Representative Dominique Jackson.
There were many people who spoke to having to leave their job and being forced out of their job through no fault of their own. And so, of course, they needed to apply for unemployment because they still needed to pay the rent and feed their families.
Jackson was a sponsor of a new law to make that process easier. The State Labor Department will no longer ask for documentation of domestic violence, such as court orders, on unemployment applications. The new law goes into effect January 21st. It's expected to benefit about 500 families per year. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
More than half of the visitors to Colorado ski resorts this year traveled at least 200 miles.
Outside of Denver and Colorado Springs, Dallas, Houston, and Miami account for the highest number of visitors to major resorts so far this season. That's according to the most recent data collected from mobile devices and published by the U.S. Travel Association. The data tracks visitation to Aspen, Beaver Creek, Breckenridge, Steamboat, and Vail.
CPR's Sarah Mulholland. 38 in Denver, 37 in Colorado Springs, 30 degrees for Vail, 34 in Grand Junction, 46 in Pueblo. You're listening to CPR and KRCC.